At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
On February 19, 2020, at about 4:30 a.m., Pop Smoke was shot and killed inside of his Airbnb. He wasn't alone, but at the time of the robbery, he was inside the shower. 4 teenagers would storm the house that night before the youngest, a 15-year-old, would fatally shoot him. Pop Smoke was just 20 years old at the time. He was officially pronounced dead at 5:12 that morning, but it would end up taking months to fully solve this case. TMZ reported his death at 1:24 p.m. on February 19th. If we look back at his last post on Instagram, we can see exactly how his day played out.
Let's see what you got here. It better be Pop Smoke. Pop Smoke, don't fuck around.
It all started with this post around 11 a.m. on February 18th, just 16 hours before his death. He landed in California and drove to his Airbnb in Beverly Hills, where he posted it on his story, showing off the backyard. He was going to be in Los Angeles for a 4-day vacation. With him was his longtime friend Mike D, and after the two got comfortable, he updated his story with the next post of him getting his haircut. This was followed with a picture of him relaxing by the pool before getting ready to go shopping that evening. In the top left, a tag showing Beverly Hills. So far, the day was playing out normal, and nothing seemed to be out of the ordinary. However, the very next post would change the events of that night. That post actually comes from Mike D. Around 4 p.m, a series of pictures were uploaded on both their accounts. On Pop Smoke's Instagram showed 3 back-to-back pictures of him and Mike together, with Mike holding a stack of cash. On Mike's page was another photo, and nothing seemed wrong with it at first, but this picture had 2 fatal problems. The picture was of Pop Smoke and Mike, with him holding the same stack of money. But in the top left corner, the entire home address is almost visible, with only the first number missing. If someone were to be looking for Pop Smoke, all they had to do was find the first number between 1 and 9. But the worst mistake would come after Mike geotagged the post, showing the location on Instagram maps. This was something they simply couldn't afford to do. An average person can get away with this, but for a high-profile rapper holding wads of cash, this was unacceptable. Despite these posts, the afternoon would carry on seemingly normal. But a few keen eyes had already begun connecting the dots. At 5 p.m, another update to Pop Smoke's story would be added. This one showed him driving once again with the same stack of cash and a diamond-studded Rolex on his wrist. Now there was a location and a motive, and for them, that was enough. For a few hours, Pop Smoke didn't update any posts, but we know he was out shopping. Shortly after taking the photos in the driveway, Mike and Pop got into the white Range Rover and drove from the Airbnb down Santa Monica Boulevard before stopping at the Amiri store. Pop Smoke was getting ready for his Meet the Woo tour starting in March and was taking his last week on vacation. His Meet the Woo 2 tape had just dropped weeks prior, and he was still celebrating its success, so it was only normal for him to go shopping and reward himself. After all, he was in Beverly Hills, a place known for its luxurious shopping. Just 7 hours before his death, at 10 p.m, he returned back to the Airbnb and updated his story again, this time with a view of the city at night from the backyard. But his stay was short. He still wanted to record new music that night. At 11 p.m, Pop Smoke would upload a seemingly harmless video, showing some of the shopping he had done earlier that day. Unfortunately, this post would be the third and final mistake. The 3 Amiri bags shown in the video would leak sensitive information. The tags on them revealed the Airbnb's full address, and now he was completely vulnerable. A talent manager at his label spotted the error and asked him to take the post down, but what Pop Smoke didn't know was that 2 teenagers had already been keeping an eye on his stories. The 2 men who were taking notice were from the well-known Hoover Gang in LA. They took note that Pop Smoke was close by, only about 20 minutes away. Their cell phone records show that around midnight they began looking at the address on maps and scouting out the location. They decided they would make a move that night. At 1 a.m., Pop and Mike left to record at East West Studios near Sunset Boulevard, just a few miles away. While he was working on new music, the two teens were working on their plan. According to the Los Angeles Times, at 2 a.m., a black BMW would show up on surveillance outside the home. The car rolled past the house and circled back before stopping. It showed a passenger getting out and sneaking toward the back of the house before quickly returning to the car. At the time, too many people were in the home, and Pop wasn't even there. The car then sped off, heading back to where they came from, where they recruited two more teens to help in the robbery. The hills were only about 20 minutes away from South LA, so they all decided to switch cars and try returning later. Around 3 a.m., Pop left East West Studios. He got in the Range Rover with Mike and a woman he met that night named Amelia Rose. They would then drive back, unknowing of the events about to take place. Pop and Amelia went upstairs to the master bedroom and Mike to a room down the hall. Around the same time, the four teens had already swapped cars to an Infiniti sedan and began looking up the address on Zillow. Through pictures, they now had a better understanding of the home's layout and the location of the master bedroom Pop would most likely be staying in. Pop, who was now in bed with Amelia, got ready to end his night with a shower. His last activity on social media were these Twitter replies to a few fans. About 20 minutes passed and the Infiniti would pull up, lights off. They snuck through the backyard and climbed up the balcony to the second floor. Amelia was the first one to notice the movement outside, but before she could react, the house was stormed by three men with masks and guns out. They put a gun to her head and advised her to stay quiet, taking her phone and purse while the other two went into the bathroom to confront Pop Smoke. They told Pop to take off his watch and hand it over, to which he did. But then Pop lunged at the gunman and attempted to fight back when he was shot in the chest by a 15-year-old. Amelia screamed as Pop hit the floor and the two men kicked him repeatedly. In a final attempt to escape, Pop got up and ran toward the stairs where he was shot two more times in the back. The three men then stormed out of the house. Mike was woken up by gunshots ringing through the halls, to which he found Pop at the bottom of the stairs and immediately called 911.
Hello? Hello? I'm going to tell him to wait for LAPD. Right.
Medical arrived 20 minutes later and took him to Cedars-Sinai, where he passed away just 1 hour later. At the same time of his passing, his killers were already searching up the local news to see if they had reported it yet. They even looked up the price of Pop's stolen Rolex, the only item they made it out the house with. In total, they got just $2,000 for it, split between four people. Despite having cell phone and internet records, authorities didn't have hard evidence to make arrests for almost 3 months. It wasn't until the 15-year-old was arrested for an unrelated crime. But because police already had their eyes on him as a person of interest, they rigged his jail cell with recording devices. Eventually, he told his cellmate he'd taken part in robbing Pop Smoke and that he pulled the trigger killing the rapper. The driver of the vehicle was arrested as well and eventually told his cellmate the same details of that night, confirming the story, initially having no intentions of shooting him. But when Pop put up a fight, they panicked and shot him. Corey Walker was the 19-year-old who stayed in the car that night, and Keandre Rogers was the 18-year-old who led the charge into the house. They were both charged with murder with special circumstances and will remain in prison indefinitely. The 17 and 15-year-old were charged as juveniles for murder and robbery, and they remain unnamed to this day due to being minors. Pop Smoke was tragically taken too soon before he had the chance to grow to become the face of the drill movement. The tragedy of Pop Smoke's death lies in the fact that we can see his last day with us through his posts. But these are the same posts that would get him killed. Fans would express their hurt for the death of Bashar, and to this day, over 2 years since his passing, his music is still loved and being discovered by people every day. Rest in peace to the Wu,